The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This was a big guy, too. Keep in mind, this was a pretty big dude. Jacquees is all of 4'11".
Yeah, and Dreezy's small, too, ain't she?
Yeah, they're a small bunch. What's up? What's going on? Welcome to a brand new episode of DX Daily, a podcast brought to you by Hip Hop DX, where we keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. Today is Thursday, and there is a lot going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, cultural liaison, cultural savant, cultural Magneto.
Ooh, a new
Asia
one.
Sky.
New one right there, Magneto.
Yes.
I'm your other lovely host, A-Dub.
All right, let's get right into it. Rihanna has just made history yet again with her new Vogue Italia cover. We have YFN Lucci, who has been denied bond again. Speaking of doing things again. Wisdom, who is an artist signed to the Baby's Billion Dollar Baby label, has just been arrested for attempted murder. Jacquees and girlfriend Dreezy got into a fight out in Mexico. Rapper Day Day wound up stabbing somebody at a Dunkin' Donuts of all places.
God dang.
And then we have Yo Gotti, who just did a partnership between his label CMG and Interscope Records. So let's get into this. All right, we got to start it off with Bad Gal Riri.
Yes, Miss Robin Fenty.
She's done it again, man. She just made history. She covered Vogue Italia, and she's the second woman ever to cover the big four of Vogue.
So what does the big four in Vogue history mean? What does that mean?
That is American Vogue, British Vogue, Vogue Paris, and Vogue Italia.
Come on.
Come on, Rihanna. She does it time and time again. The only other person to ever do this is Madonna.
Wow, that's big. Madonna and Rihanna are the only ones to do that? It's crazy.
Of course, Rihanna's the first ever black woman to do it. So it's just... I mean, can we really blame her for not putting out music anymore?
I know. She's doing so much other great stuff besides the music.
The fashion ventures, the makeup ventures, the lingerie ventures. Mm-hmm. It just, oh my goodness, I can't. The greatness just overwhelms me at this point.
So all the pictures that she's been posting on Instagram, those are from the Vogue covers?
Not the Fenty lingerie ones. That was just for Fenty. But the latest ones that she's been posting, yeah, that's from Vogue. The interesting thing is she shot this cover by herself. Like, she did this on her own DIY type of vibe.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's even more impressive. Like, what?
Yeah, no, man. Like, if you look at these covers, you would think they had the best photographer come in and shoot it. And they had a stylist. No, she styled it herself and she shot the photos herself. And that's why on the cover, you'll see it's decorated with like these sticks that say DIY. Because she literally did it herself.
Oh, wow.
And like, if you look at the styling for these covers, you would have thought she had a team of stylists. Like, on this first cover, she looks like she's about to take flight. Like, she's in this black ensemble. It looks like a blazer / jumpsuit / cape of some sort.
Okay.
with some netted details, some wide leg pants. Like, she looks like she's about to take off. And then you have the other cover where she sexied it up. She gave us the Riri we know. She's got on some type of mesh half back out with a high leg split flowing type of ensemble with a super strappy up the thigh heel. Like, it's very, you know, it's
right now.
Because I gotta tell it to them in case they didn't see it yet.
Facts.
It's amazing, though, to know that she shot that and styled that herself. I definitely commend it. She's wearing Versace. She's wearing Maison Valentino. Her makeup is Fenty, of course.
Of course.
And she did have a makeup artist by the name of Pier Paolo Piccioli. Piccioli. I'm going to go with Piccioli.
I like Piccioli.
Pier Paolo Piccioli. I probably butchered your name. I'm sorry. But kudos to you and Rihanna because that cover slaps.
Yeah, it looks amazing.
Now, be glad about Rihanna because it's just mess from there.
Yeah, it keeps going down and down and down today.
So, Wisdom, who is an artist signed to Billion Dollar Baby, which is the baby's record label, he was arrested out in Miami for attempted murder.
Crazy, yes. Yeah. So, when the baby was being questioned for the shooting that happened in Miami, this is what that was for. So, police were saying that Wisdom was part of the group of males that got into an argument with the victims down in Miami. And the authorities are also noting that Wisdom shot one of the victims in the leg as they attempted to run away.
Oh.
So all of that going on is the rapper Wisdom. And what's crazy about that is, like, he was on the verge of, like, promoting himself and music, being on Billion Dollar Baby Entertainment. And then you're arrested for attempted murder in Miami.
Ooh. I would like to know the details of how this unfolded. What happened? What led to people getting shot in the middle of the day in Miami?
Right, like, it looks like not a lot of details right now, but that was, like, the gist of it, is just of who got arrested for attempted murder in these people. You hate
them. I suspect a self-defense is coming.
Probably so, you know.
But we'll see what happens. Now, more in that same vein, YFN Lucci. He has been denied bond in Fulton County.
Yep, he surrendered to police on May 10th, remember, on a gang-related RICO indictment involving allegations of felony murder and more. But what's interesting now is that the Fulton County District Attorney, Fonnie Willis, is saying that the prosecutors are using a YouTube music video that Lucci appeared in the racketeering case against him and 11 others.
Wow.
So that's what they're using as, I guess, proof that he's in this gang-related incident is a music video. So you got to be careful.
Got to be careful out here what you be putting up. Feds got internet, man.
They be on it.
They be watching. Now, in more nefarious activities, Jacquees and Dreezy got into a fight out in Mexico. They were on vacation, apparently having a grand old time.
Right.
And then all hell broke loose. So what happened?
So the first video that came out was of, like, a fan taking video of the aftermath that happened. So all you see is, like, this man laying down in the sand. You see Dreezy yelling. You see Jacquees kind of, like, around but kind of walking off too.
This was a big guy too. Keep in mind, this was a pretty big dude. Jacquees is all of 4'11".
Yeah, and Dreezy's small too, ain't she?
Yeah, they're a small bunch.
Right, so they're saying what happened is, according to what Dreezy is saying that happened, is the man punched her in her face before being body slammed by Jacquees. But it's unclear what happened to cause the fight.
That's enough of a cause.
Yeah, get punched, I'm a body slam.
A man punching a woman in her face? Yeah, Jacquees was within his right to body slam him if that really happened.
Yeah, exactly. So then Dreezy took to Instagram and posted a video on her Instagram Live and basically was saying that a grown man put his hands on me yesterday. That man y'all seen on the floor punched me in my face over some stuff he had going on with Jacquees. They had their little altercation. She walked up to see what was going on and then she got swung on. Yeah, she said Jacquees did what he had to do. He body slammed him, kicked him in his face. That's why he was on the floor. I didn't even get to touch him.
she had to add he kicked him in the face. That's hilarious. I mean, violence is never funny.
Period. Clear it up. Clear it up. She said, that's why y'all see me get mad and throw my shoe because security was pulling me back. Y'all know how it is when it's an altercation. So,
well, that's what they say happened. The man came back and he had his own account of the story. Did you hear that part?
No, I didn't hear that part. What'd he say?
Oh, you gotta hear this.
So, fresh out of jail in Mexico for fighting that bitch ass nigga twice, Jacquees or whatever his name is. Him and his bitch, they lying on me. And y'all only seen the last 30 minutes of the clip, or the last 10, 15 seconds of the clip. We was getting it on for a minute. His girl is lying because she wanted to buy two joints that I had and I didn't want to sell it to her. They was trying to buy coke from me and they was trying to buy weed from me. And that's why we got into a fight, because I didn't want to sell them the two joints that I had. They both cokeheads. They both disrespectful. And he thought he could talk to me any kind of way just because he's a celebrity. and he got touched. You know what I'm saying? I touched him and I touched the old girl. I don't care what the internet is saying about me, man. If y'all know me, y'all know how I am. Hey, you know what? They got me out here looking bad, but I'm still out here doing me. And it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
What?
But yeah, so that is that man's account of the story. But anybody that starts the story off stuttering like that, saying 30, we saw 30 minutes of the clip and the clip wasn't even a minute long. Like, he just came out sounding like he was lying. I'm not saying he is. I wasn't there, but he just didn't sound like the most reliable of characters.
Right.
Talking about they wanted to buy some weed off me and some coke off me. I'm like, so you're admitting that you were selling drugs? Like, I just, it made the video, harmed more than it helped them.
Definitely so. Like, make it make sense. Like, you're out at, like, dinner, it looked like, and you're just over here bragging or talking about, like, they some cokeheads and it's a 30-minute long altercation. Like, I don't think so. Come on.
And he admitted, like, this, I don't know if he knows that this can be used as evidence in court. Like, you admitted you had drugs on you. Mm-hmm. You admitted that you hit a woman. You admitted that you were the aggressor in the situation.
Right.
It made no sense. But it's, to me, it didn't even sound like the truth, just the way he was speaking on it. But
yeah, we'll see what happens with that one. I'd be curious to see if he just blows his thing up, or like if he gets in trouble for it, or like what's going to happen to him. But we're going to see.
He said, y'all know me. No, we don't, sir. We don't know you. That was crazy. And then another crazy thing, it just gets worse and worse. So the rapper Day-Day from the hit song What You Mean, he is wanted for stabbing a female, not only a female, but a teenage female at Dunkin' Donuts in December. So this is something that been happened.
Right. And I guess he's finally been identified as Day-Day or Marquavis Goldsby. He's accused of aggravated assault related to an altercation that happened at a Dunkin' in Atlanta. And according to the incident report, the teenage girl who was injured told police that a man pulled up to the drive-thru shortly before 6 p.m. in a red Audi. He became upset due to him not being able to get what he wanted. And that's when he left the restaurant, returned just a few minutes later, and continued to argue with the 17-year-old employee, leading to a physical fight. And then during the fight, he pulled a knife and swung it several times at the girl. The incident was captured on video and posted to Instagram, showing a man with long braids violently swinging a knife at her in her Dunkin' uniform.
Goodness.
She got a cut on her left arm. She declined to be taken to the hospital. And then the suspect, being Day-Day, was no longer at the scene when officers arrived. So
That's ridiculous. I really hope that wasn't Day-Day, but they said red Audi, and I was like, sounds like a rapper car.
Right.
You know, I'm not saying it's him. I'm not. But
right.
This is sad regardless. Like, whoever this man was clearly was having mental health issues, because to sit there and be grown and argue with a teenager at a fast food restaurant, you have to have something internally wrong that's going on right there. So I'm glad this girl is okay. I'm glad she's still alive. Like, I'm glad this didn't escalate into somebody dying. But still, for that to have happened, crazy.
Like, how mad do you have to be, like, when you go somewhere? Because we go somewhere all the time, and they don't have a lot of the things. I don't ever feel like I'm a
McDonald's ice cream machine is never working. Nobody's stabbing the McDonald's employees.
Never.
You know? But I truly, truly, truly hope that was not Day-Day. Like, just imagine being a rapper, semi-successful, and you just go off the rails like that.
I
just hope that's not true.
Like, what is going on? Yeah, I hope it's not true either, but I don't know. They had the video, and I don't think it really looks like Day-Day from the still that I saw, but then again, I ain't seen him in a while either. It could be him.
Never know.
I don't know.
Let's end it on a more positive note, though.
Please.
Because it's just been negativity after negativity.
Right.
Yo Gotti, congratulations are in order for him. His CMG record label has partnered with Interscope Records.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes. Let's go, Gotti. He struck a major new deal, and CMG has been booming all year, in case you haven't noticed.
Period.
So, Moneybagg Yo, 42 Doug, ESTG, these are all rappers that are on the label. And Moneybagg Yo's album went to number one, A Gangsta's Pain, if you didn't know. I've been playing it every day on my Instagram story, so you probably have heard some of it at least. if you didn't listen to it yourself. And then you have 42 Doug, who debuted at number 8 on the Billboard 200 when he put out Freedom Boys. So CMG is popping out the hits right about now.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like everybody on Snapchat, I always see them post one of the three of those artist songs all the time, every day.
Exactly. So big ups to Yo Gotti. Big ups to CMG. I would like to get a new project from Yo Gotti soon.
It's about time.
Since we celebrating new ventures, new exciting things that you're doing music-wise, mm-hmm. Let's get a new album popping.
Let's do it. Maybe he'll hear this podcast and be like, you know what? Since Asia and A-Dub said something, I'm going to go ahead and do it for them.
Let's do it, yeah. Man. Now, he did celebrate with a post on Instagram. He said, teams win championships. Unity creates value. Determination turn into power. New deal, new money, new opportunities, new home for CMG Records, the brand that build brands. Diamond emojis, shout out to Interscope.
There you go. Come on, Gotti.
Congratulations. Let's end it on that note. That concludes today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Podbean, anywhere you get a podcast. We are there, DX Daily. And especially make sure you follow this podcast on Spotify because we're giving away a Bleacher Report prize pack bundle. Yes, we're giving you a 4-pack of merchandise from Bleacher Report if you follow this podcast on Spotify, or you can put your email in the link in the description. So make sure you do it and subscribe to our YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias like our Instagram and our Twitter for even more information and updates regarding the contest giveaway at Hip Hop DX.
Yep. Follow our pages too. I also posted up the drips, you know, with the coinciding songs for each artist that the merch is based on. So like we have a Nas shirt, you know, I posted up with my favorite Nas song. Period. We have a Joey Badass shirt. I posted up with my favorite Joey Badass song, a Miami Heat jersey, another long sleeve Nas shirt. We got all types of stuff. Just make sure you follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
Yes. And we'll see you tomorrow with more daily news.
See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.